Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salamun alaikum and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about taking care of our health.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
Today, Monday, is the 7th of Zilqa'da, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Ma'idah, verse 88.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ
And eat of what Allah has provided for you, which is lawful and good. And fear Allah, in whom you are believers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Your faith to Allah requires that you respect all His commandments, both in enjoining the merits of Allah and observing moderation and piety. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, It is obligatory for every Muslim believer, man and woman, to gain lawful things. Again, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, Worship consists of 70 parts, the best of which is seeking the lawful material. Also, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, Seeking for lawful sustenance is the same as holy struggle in the way of Allah.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
شكراً
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا
Taking care of our health is the topic of this episode. Our bodies are a gift from Allah, and it is our duty to look after it. From dietary habits and exercise to daily habits, there are many ways we can honor this trust and bestow it upon us by looking after our physical health. Sufficient for any son of Adam are some morsels to keep his back straight, but if it must be, then 1/3 for his food, 1/3 for his drink, and 1/3 for his breath. In this hadith, the Prophet encouraged us to eat and drink in moderation, maintaining a balanced diet. It teaches us to be mindful of the quantity of food we consume and to leave space in our stomachs for digestion and comfort.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali host, and inshallah, we shall be having a fruitful discussion on how to take care of our physical body. So eating well has important long-term consequences, but it may also help. It may also help us feel more energetic and optimistic in the short term as well. The next point is to stay motivated. If we remind ourselves that what we eat now will affect how we feel in the coming hours, it may be easier to stick to a healthy diet. Second is to make our sleep a priority. Sleep can have a serious impact on our overall health and well-being. Poor sleep can take a toll on the mental health and contribute to problems including anxiety, depression, mood changes, and behavior changes. Making commitment to get enough sleep at night also is among the important factors. If we haven't gotten adequate sleep, we may be less productive, less mentally sharp, and otherwise more prone to the effects of stress. To try to get a full 8 hours of sleep each night, avoiding caffeine after 2 p.m., avoiding eating foods in the evening that might disrupt our sleep, going to bed at the same time each night and waking up at the same time each morning, creating a restful sleep environment, making sure our bed is comfortable and keep the room at night optimal temperature for sleeping between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Today's special in how to taking care of our mental health in Islam. Keep the Quran close to your heart. This is the key phrase of this part. The Quran is described as a source of healing and mercy for believers. We send down the Quran as a healing and mercy for the believers, but it only increases the wrongdoers in loss. Chapter Al-Isra, verse 82. Making the Quran your companion is a powerful way to manage your mental health. The divine guidance and wisdom within its verses offer solace and strength during difficult times. Reflecting on the Quran regularly helps you navigate life's challenges with a stronger faith-centered perspective. Today's special and exercising. Exercise and fitness play an integral part in the life of a Muslim. However, it should not come at the expense of religious obligations, nor should it infringe upon the time spent with family members. In accordance with the holistic approach to life, which is Islam, everything must be done in moderation. There is no allowance for extreme or fanatical behavior. Letting an exercise regime or a sport take over your life is against the teachings of Islam that call for a middle path and a balanced approach. Exercise and fitness should also not involve unnecessary mixing of the sexes or wearing clothes that exposes the parts of the body that should be kept hidden. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
In the sixth year after the Hijrah, the sixth year after the Hijrah should be an important date in your minds. This is the year the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was enacted. This treaty essentially guaranteed 10 years of peace between the Muslims and the Mushrikeen. The Holy Prophet ﷺ begins writing letters to the neighboring empires, inviting them to Islam. Among the letters that the Holy Prophet writes, he writes a letter to Al-Muqawqis of Egypt, the ruler of Egypt, inviting him to Islam. Al-Muqawqis, he receives the letter from the Holy Prophet, and he respected the Prophet. He knew that the Prophet was a man of integrity. And even though he did not accept Islam, he decided that he wanted to send gifts to the Holy Prophet. Among the gifts that the Holy Prophet receives from Al-Muqawqis is that he sends him a physician, a private physician. This physician arrives in Medina. He's sent as a gift to the Prophet. The Rasulullah is given his private doctor. Can you imagine you have your private physician? But look at the Prophet. Does he say, okay, this guy's, he's with me. Do you know what the Prophet does? He instructs him to provide medical services to the citizens, the residents of Medina, free of charge. You know, we talk about universal health care, making health care accessible. This is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi told this physician that provide medical services to people free of charge. Free of charge. If you look at Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi alayhi. Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and the reason why we, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, we honor and we revere and we love Amir al-Mu'mineen because he was the reviver of the sunnah of the Prophet. When Amir al-Mu'mineen was the Khalifa, there were a number of prisoners. And when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam came to power, there were individuals who were incarcerated. They were in prisons. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he used to release the prisoners one day a week. They used to come, they would have to attend Salat al-Jumu'ah. Which shows you Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam wanted to reform the prisoners. He wanted to give them access to education. So they were allowed to leave the prisons and attend Salat al-Jumu'ah. And they were also allowed to go back to their families on the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Historians also mention that Amir al-Mu'mineen himself, he would check on the prisoners to make sure that none of them were sick. If any of them were sick, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam would arrange for a physician to see them.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your company and we'll leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي